This morning, investigators piecing together what unfolded inside Robb Elementary during that terrible massacre. Video emerging that appears to show desperate parents outside the school. The AP reporting that one parent, Javier Casares, whose daughter was killed in the attack, said that he was upset police were not moving more quickly, telling the AP of the authorities that, quote, they were unprepared. Casares confirming those statements to NBC News. Different video appearing to show parents frustrated with police outside of the school. Authorities have not yet offered a firm timeline of the events. The Department of Public Safety director answering a question Wednesday about how long the suspect, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, was on the premises before law enforcement killed him.
I can't. It's going to be within a minute, like 40 minutes or something, within an hour. But I don't want to give you a particular timeline. But bottom line is that law enforcement was there. They did engage immediately.
All of this comes as more chilling video emerges.
Oh,
a law enforcement source telling NBC News this brief clip shows the gunman running into the school, appearing to be dressed all in black, long gun in hand. Inside, authorities say he was confronted by an armed school resource officer, but kept going and made his way inside. Officials say that's when Ramos locked himself in a classroom and began his rampage. Border Patrol officers eventually opened the door and exchanged gunfire with Ramos, killing him. As investigators work to piece together a motive, Ramos's aunt Shelby telling me she's in disbelief.
My heart hurts for everyone right now. Like,
do you have any idea why he flipped?
People go through things and nobody understands. Everybody has, you know, I don't know what was going on.
While he had no known criminal history or record of mental illness, officials say a series of private messages posted by Ramos on Facebook gave a chilling warning.
The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Across Texas, emotions running high. Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is running for governor in Texas, disrupting his opponent Greg Abbott's news conference on Wednesday, saying another shooting would happen without real reform.
You're doing nothing.
No, please, you get it. Sir, you're out of line.
As so many others struggle to make sense of yet another mass shooting, this morning the painful images are continuing to pour in. The faces of the young victims, families torn apart by this evil.
We always say, hug your kids every day and every morning when they go to school or after school.